everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Every night around the Ontario Hockey League, OHL Live has your action. You can check it out on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to an OHL head coach who spent some time overseas this summer, helping guide Team Canada to a gold medal. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Jordan Dantino of the Sioux Greyhounds. He led the Ontario Hockey League with 7 points last week on the back of 4 goals and 3 assists in 3 games. The 20-year-old, who hails from Delaware, Ontario, near London, came into this week tied for second in OHL scoring with 8 points through 5 games. He was originally chosen in the 4th round of the 2019 OHL Priority Selection by the Greyhounds. Now, a Greyhound rival is the Sarnia Sting, and they're guided by head coach Al Letang. This summer, he was head coach of Team Canada for the Hlinka-Gretzky Under-18 tournament, where Team Canada captured gold. I caught up with Letang to talk about his summer.
It was a great experience. Obviously, doing it the year before in Red Deer, it was nice to take the opportunity to do it over in Europe. I've heard a lot of good things about the tournament in Europe, and it was excellent. Nice to kind of grab hold of a team and be the leader there and prove to Hockey Canada that I can put a group together and lead them. So it was good.
What's it like putting that team together? Because obviously it's a summer situation, so you've got access to everybody of the age group, you know, from that standpoint. But as you talk to that your assistants and the management group with Hockey Canada, what's the process to put that team together?
Yeah, the year before we had a training camp mixed in with the World Junior Summer Camp. This year they went a little bit different, where they didn't even have any camps. Everything was done virtually. So we started pretty early. Once our coaching staff was made, we started video scouting. And, you know, I've got a whole new respect for people that just strictly video scout. Luckily, we had the group with Hockey Canada that had seen these guys through the year live. So you had to really kind of trust the process and trust that they saw what they saw. Obviously, the OHL guys I knew quite a bit from playing against. But when you watch someone on video, it's hard to tell what the game's like. It's hard to tell kind of the intensity of the game. And, you know, we made some tough decisions just through video.
And I guess that's the one thing you probably find, you know, because you've got a book on this guy being an OHL guy versus a West or a Q guy, probably trusting some other opinions who saw them in person.
That was the biggest thing. I think our coaching staff, with myself knowing the OHL, Chris Millett knew the Western League very well, and then Sly Favreau was in Halifax too. So we had to trust each other and work as a group there and kind of trust that, you know, this is what this guy will bring. I saw him do it through the winter. And then you kind of look for little tendencies in video, but it was interesting. I'd prefer to have a training camp. I'm a very visual person, so I'd like to see these kids compete for a spot.
Certainly, though, a lot of talented players on that roster. We look at even some of the O guys, you know, obviously Michael Misa from Saginaw, grand yep. exceptional status, guy we saw around here for half a season, Porter Martone, and many more, I'm sure. So one thing as a coach, when you do bring them together, I think, pretty talented group of this age group.
Yeah, it's a group. It's a group that, you know, coming back, there was going to be some of those tough decisions. There was going to be some real good kids that'll probably go in the first round of the NHL draft that won't make that team. And, you know, that's kind of the luxury that, you know, Hockey Canada has. There's always good players that get left off. But, you know, I think the group we picked did a great job. They got better every day. Played our best couple games in the semifinals and finals, and you know, it was good to see Porter again after him going to Mississauga. But a real good, hard-working group.
You win gold over there. How much did you guys get a chance to sort of take in the surrounding area?
Yeah, we got a chance in Slovakia and in Trenč to see some of the sites. There was a castle there we went to. The group was pretty good. We stayed outside the city in a small little village, which was perfect, because the kids could come and go as they wanted in the hotel, and they could stay out of some of the temptations and the trouble. But it was nice that they could just get out. They weren't just stuck in a hotel for 10, 15 days. And going into the final game in Breklav in a sold-out building under some pretty rough conditions with the rain and the heat and the ice melting, I thought our kids handled the adversity very well.
And that's a tournament that's been overseas for years. Obviously, now they alternate at bringing it, and they've added the Hlinka-Gretzky side to it as well to bring it into Canada. But you probably get a feel when you're over there, and you'd heard about it before, of just how big an event it is in that region.
Oh, it's huge, especially in Czechia there. I know from playing over there how into the the game the crowd gets. And like I said, that final game against Czech, you probably couldn't write it up anyway, any better way. And I think the new rivalry is Canada-Czechia right now after us beating them in the World Juniors and then going to overtime in the Hlinka.
So there's some people who might be in your shoes that say, hey, you know what? I had a long season. I kind of want to put my feet up and hang out by the water and do things. But I know you. I'm sure there's, the coaching's in your blood now where an opportunity like that comes up to be the head coach of a team like that, Hockey Canada College. You're saying, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, it's nice. I've got obviously the support from Dylan and David and the organization in Sarnia allows me to do that. The support from my family
is
incredible, right? Yes. I go away at Christmas for the World Juniors, and then, we have our run in the playoffs, and then I got to tell the family, hey, I'm going over to Europe for potentially 20, 25 days. And the way the schedule was, they weren't able to come over with me, and, their support is huge. And then obviously I owe a lot to Hockey Canada the way they've kind of brought me along and allowed me to kind of grow inside their organization, and I'm pretty privileged to get that opportunity.
Has the move to Sarnia and being now at home helped to then allow for those opportunities where it's sort of like you're home more during the season, therefore maybe you earn some credits on that side of it, where the work-life balance, like any organization, mm-hmm. any person, there's a work-life balance. The work-life balance during the season is a little easier now because of not being Owen Sound commuting, or it maybe then opens up some more opportunities that way as well.
It probably does a little bit, but I think right from the start of my career, even when I was playing, when I met Christy, she was 100% behind me the whole way, and I don't know if it would change too much. There might be a few more conversations if I was still in Owen Sound and not able to get home and miss out on some of the stuff with our kids, but like I said, they have supported me through everything, and I don't think they'd ever restrict me from going somewhere, which makes everything so much special. And the fact that they could come at Christmas and enjoy that World Junior Championship with us was real special.
I was going to say that's probably the next thing. They look and see where you're going. It's like, okay, can we come?
Yeah, hopefully maybe it works out this Christmas in Sweden. If not, it's hopefully potentially in Ottawa. But yes, they'll be my biggest fans for sure.
That was Al Letang, the head coach of the Sarnia Sting and bench boss for Team Canada at this past summer's Hlinka Gretzky tournament, where Canada captured gold. This week's CHL Top 10 list has four OHL clubs. The London Knights come in at number 3, Saginaw Spirit at 4, the Sioux Greyhounds at 9, and North Bay Battalion rounded the list at number 10. That's going to do it for OHL News. It's been brought to you by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.